Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Adrian and San Bernardino is on for dumb, drunk, or drugs. How do you think you're going to do, Adrian?
Hopefully I do okay.
All right, here's your real headline. Criminals arrested in a Wendy's drive-thru.
Drugs.
I'm going to say they were drunk.
They were just dumb. Nothing works up an appetite like stealing. At least that was the case for these two Connecticut women who were arrested after a shopping spree. The pair of thieves stole more than $2,000 worth of goods at TJ Maxx. And instead of fleeing the scene, they went across the street to grab some food from Wendy's. Fittingly enough, the famished felons were arrested in the drive-thru. With hamburgers in hands, I guess you could call it a hambush.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Are people still lining up for the brand new iPhone every time they come out? Remember when that was like a thing?
Oh, yeah. They'd camp out outside of the store.
Because I have no interest. The new iPhone 17 was just revealed. It won't be rolling out until later this month. But seeing it and seeing the price tag that goes with it, I was like, I'm good.
This is like a yearly or what, like bi-yearly thing where Apple comes out with a brand new phone and then the new features on this one, Apple's saying that there's better cameras, faster chips, longer battery life, and slimmer design, which it seems like they kind of just juggle these upgrades, like I said, every other year. But somehow, some way, it sucks us in to get a new phone. So you're saying no interest whatsoever, you're hanging on to yours.
No. In fact, I'm one of those people who I'm sure with my plan, I have that like upgrade thing where every 2 years or whatever, you qualify for an upgrade to get the new phone. And yet I don't go. The last time I went and got my phone, they were like, you were eligible for a phone like back in 2020, like 18 or whatever. And I was like, really?
No way.
Yeah. I'm still holding on to my Nokia over here.
What phone are you on? Which iPhone do you have?
I think I have the 15. And that was only because I cracked the screen so bad on my last one, I had to get a new phone.
But you're one of those, as long as it works,
yeah,
I don't need any other new features. I don't need to switch my phone.
No. Are you one of those people that'll run out and grab it?
I don't want to be.
But you are.
I'd like to save the money because I'm thinking like, oh, better cameras, better content. And I'll tell my wife like, look, we're going to have really good pictures of the kids. Like, I have to, like, have my selling list ready to go.
You are doing girl math right now.
Essentially, yes, which I should not be. No, my phone works just fine. I have the 16 Pro Max, whatever it is. I don't need
yours
this one.
Mine's
very new. Yeah, it's very new. Well, I mean, come September 12th, it won't be the new one.
Gosh, I think you'll be fine.
All right.
You'll be okay.
All right.
I'll save the, what is it, $1,300?
The most expensive one is about $1,100.
Yeah, I would choke saying that price tag too.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Talk about a full circle moment. There was a couple who made their way back to the spot that they got engaged or where they met to get married.
Cute.
Just happened to be at a football game.
Even more romantic.
They are Cleveland Browns super fans, and they met at a tailgate party. And now fast forward to when it came time to say their I do's. They said, what better place to do that than where it all started? So before the game on Sunday, they said their I do's.
Right there at the tailgate?
Right there outside the stadium.
I like that.
Which I think is really, really cute. And for this, I think it works. If you put it into other scenarios of like, what if you had to get married where you met? I mean, it might not be as cute. What about you and Tori?
We actually met at a softball field in Corona, we went to go see one of our mutual friends, and that was where we had met. We were sitting on the bleachers chit-chatting. Aww. And it actually ran through my mind. I was like, well, you know what? When I propose, maybe I'll come back and do it here. Kind of, you know,
yeah.
Balloons, candles, stuff. Kind of like
make it
pretty. Yeah. Ultimately, I didn't end up doing that. Not one of the safest spots in Corona. Oh. I'll give you that much.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, because you could even pull off a little wedding, a little outside picnic, small wedding at a park.
The weather's working, yeah.
Right.
Well, there's a game going on.
Thoughtball, watch out. Heads up. For Art and I, we actually met at Fridays. The TGI Fridays? Yes, in Rancho Cucamonga. This wouldn't work for us because that particular Fridays isn't even open anymore.
It's gone?
Hey, we outlived the restaurant.
What did they turn it into?
I don't think it's anything. I saw it not too long ago. I was over there and it was just empty, which actually did make me really sad.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, that's where our twisted love story started.
Now it's vacant.
And now it's gone. All right. If you had to say I do where you met your partner, where would that be? Shelly and Javor, if you had to get married where you met your partner, where would that be?
Toby Keith Bar and Grill.
Oh, memories there.
Another one. You outlived the restaurant.
I know. It's so sad. He's gone. The bar is gone. But we're still alive.
Well, that's good. Was it love at first sight?
Oh, I knew. When I first saw him, I knew I was going to marry that man right away.
Was it a date or were you guys just both at the bar?
It was our first date. And actually, 2 years to that date, we got married.
That is super cute. Brenda and Upland, if you had to say I do where you met your partner, where's the wedding taking place?
That would be Montana's. Actually, it was Western Connection back then. We've been married 21 years and are completely still in love.
Aww. Was it a date or a random drunk night?
No, actually, it was a setup from one of my friends.
A blind date?
Yeah.
And when he walked in, what was your first thought?
He was cute.
There was some hesitation there, Brenda.
And it just worked out really well.
Well, at least he was cute.
Yeah. Check out this one from the 951. My husband and I met at work. We just happened to both work at a mental institution for the criminally insane.
That's a match made in heaven right there.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have your wedding there.
A couple people chiming in on Facebook. Annette said AM, PM.
Oh.
Romantic. Christina said Lowe's.
What aisle?
It had to be lumber. And I like this one from Tiffany. She said our middle school. How cool is that? Date middle school?
Not married. Even high school sweethearts. No, middle school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Carrie Ann and Rancho, if you had to get married where you met your partner, where would that be?
Disneyland, the Caribbean ride, the pirate ride.
You guys met on the ride?
Yes. There was two guys in the front seat. Me, my sisters, and two other guys were in the second seat. We were really squished. So as we're going along, I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I stood up and said, you know, asked them first, can I sit up there with you? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Well, they stopped the ride and said, do not stand up again or you'll be escorted out of the park. And I started laughing. I'm like, but you guys were squishing up and these guys are all by themselves. But anyway, that's where we met. We were married 37 years, so.
Okay, how'd the conversation go after the ride? Was he like, you were a good seat partner? Do you want to go check out, I don't know, Thunder Mountain?
No, we just started talking and we just kind of hung with him. And my sister ended up marrying the other guy.
What?
Oh, wow.
That is too cool. I like that. You could totally have a Disney wedding.
Yeah, did you have a pirate-themed wedding?
No.
Oh, missed opportunity.
Walking down the aisle to yo-ho,
yo-ho.
Cynthia and San Bernardino. All right, let's hear it. If you had to get married where you met, where's the wedding taking place?
Well, unfortunately, it's not there anymore, but we met at a car auction in the City of Industry. I worked there. He worked there. Yeah, we met over 30 years ago.
Wow. How much would you bid on your husband?
Yeah. Well, do I really have to say no?
When you met him compared to now, has the value gone up or down?
Oh, it's gone up. It has.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You know when parents always say, oh, I just want to freeze time. I want to just live in this moment forever.
Yeah.
Last night, I wanted to hit fast forward to my kids graduating college. It was homework time. and I was ready to lose my mind.
See, I'm not looking forward to that part.
No, there's nothing to look forward to. I wish I could tell you it was so much fun to see how smart my kids are, but it made me feel really dumb last night, sitting down trying to do fifth grade math. Do you know, I have to look at what it's called again, partial products, how to find out partial products?
No.
Okay, it's multiplying two-digit numbers, okay? So like 36 times 24.
Okay.
But the way they do it now is like you have to break the number into smaller numbers and then times it by all the numbers to get the answer.
Why would we do that? Why not just multiply the numbers themselves?
Right? I don't know. But I had to Google it because I didn't know what it was. And Carter's like, Mom, how do you not know? I was like, because they didn't teach us this dumb way when I was in school, okay? So I'm Googling it. I think I got it. I'm trying to help him. And I'm like, I got the wrong answer. I'm not even doing it right. So before I could teach him, I had to teach myself. I'm so over fifth grade math. And I know it's not going to get any easier.
Were you sitting there just frustrated at the table, almost tears, like back in fifth grade when you actually had to do it?
Yeah, and then here's Colt sitting next to me, and he's doing his kindergarten homework, right? So it's a lot of, like, cut out the pictures and then put the short objects here and the tall objects there. So I tell him, I'm like, hey, get out your homework. And so he gets everything out, and this note falls out. And it says, Colt, actually it says Cot, she forgot the L. Do you want to be my fiend? Love, right. Kiyomi.
Ooh.
His little girlfriend since last year.
A note from a girl.
And even worse, he checked the little box. He said, yes, I do. I'm like, okay, who's having kindergarten relationships? And he's like, Mom, it's okay. I still love you.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa, they're caught. What did the note say? C-O-T.
Caught. Yeah, caught. She forgot the L.
Okay, that's a little, I don't want to say terrifying, but.
I'm telling you, last night, my ego was bruised because I don't know how to do homework. And then my heart was shattered.
Your son's getting married.
My kindergartner's getting married.
Wow. Life really comes at you quick.
It does.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast on the radio and try and help you out. Like we're doing with Amanda today. Here's what Amanda said. Please help. I don't know if any other ladies are dealing with this, but since I've been dating again, I've noticed that a lot of guys still live with their ex. The last time this happened, I ghosted the guy, but the guy I'm talking to now, I really like. I asked him why, and he said that they didn't want to pay to break their lease and rent is too expensive to be on his own. Should I be more understanding this time or should I run?
Wow. Look, I get it. Like, it's expensive. Life, mm-hmm. life does add up. And if you don't have the funds to head out on your own, I guess I could see why you're sticking around. But two, if I am the new girl, the new girlfriend.
Right.
This is a bit of a red flag.
If you're Amanda, you're thinking, maybe we'll go back on the dating site.
I think so. I mean, wouldn't you ended up going back to the place and the ex is there?
Well, you know me. I'm a little psycho, a little jealous.
What do you mean a little?
I'm a lot. And I don't know. I think this would be a major red flag for me because, yeah, it's like you're never going to go hang at his place then because what happens when you're hanging out on the couch and, oh, in walks his ex or it's that late night and they're both home alone and maybe a bottle of wine gets opened and now they're sitting on the couch reminiscing about the good times. Like, that would be running in the back of my head. I know it's not healthy, but that's what happens.
But it's very true. One thing could lead to another.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, I mean, I would hope that maybe he's trying to make a little bit of an effort to possibly get out of it and maybe like ask some buddies like, hey, can I stay with you? Can I stay with you? Can you be my roommate kind of thing? Break that lease. I get it.
You don't get the money back.
Right,
yeah.
It's going to hurt the bank account a little bit. But how are you going to move on in life relationship wise?
Also, how much time is left on the lease?
That's a good point too.
Like, did they just move in together? Is there like a month or two? You know, like how long is she going to have to ride this out? And if it is almost done, is he looking to get another place not with his ex?
That would be ideal.
You're right.
To stop living with her. Yeah, that's a very, hard situation, especially if she really likes the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just would not, like you said, I wouldn't be comfortable with them. You know, I'm okay, I'll see you later, leave it. And they're in the place together.
Right.
Still.
Just a door between them. Mm-hmm. And all those pent-up feelings. What would you say to Amanda? Do you have some advice for today's DM dilemma? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
This is roommate drama on a whole new level with today's DM dilemma. Amanda, not her real name, sent us a DM about this guy she's interested in. But since she's been dating, she's noticed a trend of guys still living with their exes. She did confront him about it, and he said the reason he's doing it is because it's expensive. They don't want to break the lease. So she's wondering, do I run or do I give him a chance?
Going back to the whole expensive thing, there's a text message from the 951 that says, it's not that easy to just find another place to live. Everything is so outrageously expensive that people are moving back in with mom and dad because of it. So now poses the question, would you rather him be living with the ex or back in with mom and dad?
At this point, probably mom and dad, because there's no chance he's going to hook up with mom and dad. The ex, she's right there. Bottle of wine. You never know what's happening when you're not there.
It's a sick thought about mom and dad, Kelly.
951 says, I live with my ex for the same reason. We did this for about 6 months. Let me tell you, we were still doing relationship things. Run.
Well, so they were living together. They were split, but there was still the interest, I guess you could say, amongst each other.
They were still doing extracurricular activities together.
Yeah, and that would be my fear of the person I'm dating living with their ex is because, again, you're alone for a lot of the time.
You don't know what's happening. And I had said earlier that, you know, well, there's a door between them, but what's happening when you're not there? 951 says, but is there a door between them? When you move in together, you don't move into separate bedrooms. Okay, if they're sleeping in the same bed and they're split, total red flag.
You better be in separate bedrooms.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they're sleeping in separate bedrooms. Because if they're still sleeping in the same bed, yeah, no.
I would not want to date somebody who's sleeping in the same bed as somebody else. I mean, granted, you're going to be sharing that common area of the kitchen and quite possibly, you know what, even like the couch, living room space, whatever you want to call it, if I'm sitting on the couch and I'm watching a show, I'm not expecting the ex to come sit on the couch with me. Hey, what you watching?
Yeah. Remember when we used to do this together?
First off, it's The Bachelorette. Second of all, go away.
909 says, while I would be hesitant, if I was going to give neutral advice, I would say get some details regarding the lease. If it's less than 3 months, maybe wait it out. But check to see if he has any intentions of actually leaving. Because if not, girl, say bye.
Even 3 months is a long time. Even a week to be living with your ex is too long.
So you would just run altogether.
Oh, gosh. Easy for me to say yes because I'm already married.
That's what I'd be worried about. He'd be playing it again with his ex. That's a DM dilemma. Amanda, not her real name, sent us a message about the guy she's talking to. She's interested in him, but there has been this recent trend she's noticed of guys still living with their ex. Now, he explained that, you know, they don't want to break the lease. It's too expensive to live on her own. And she just doesn't know, is it worth it to stick it out with this guy or does she just run?
You've really got to like this guy. You got to really like him. You've got to really trust him.
Yeah.
Because to be staying or living with your ex
night after night,
there's temptations.
Uh-huh.
And there's those mutual feelings that you could say sure that you once had, but be honest, like those feelings, they never really leave.
Something happens, makes you think of a good moment. Then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, you want to watch a movie together? Get a bottle of wine. Uh-huh. But I do want to give Amanda some hope here. 909 texted, I dated a man for several years this way. He had kids, and they didn't want to raise them in two separate homes. So we continued to date like this for years. And I became very close with his now ex-wife and her current husband. The girls really grew to love me over time. Once they graduated, my boyfriend and the ex-wife officially divorced. He moved out and we moved on. We've been married now and everything's fine.
That's rare.
Right? I feel like this is best case scenario.
That's a really nice story. I, on the other hand, I'm going to crush Amanda's dreams.
Okay.
Because literally everybody that lives in the 951-909 213, they are saying run. They are saying no way, no how can you let this happen. There's actually a text from the 213 that says run like the wind. Post-relationship extracurricular activities with the ex always happen. Don't ask me how I know. See, there's always stuff with the ex.
909 says, I lived with my ex for 3 months after we broke up. We waited until our lease was up. He started seeing someone a week after we broke up. I kicked him out of the bedroom. He slept in the spare room. We barely spoke to one another, but I don't think I could date someone knowing that I would bring them home to a house that we shared.
And, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, give them 2 to 3 months.
Like, yeah.
And I was like,
that's a grace period.
That's very generous. That's a very long time because I wouldn't do that.
Oh, no. You know me. I'm too crazy.
You're the craziest person I know.
Right? I'd be like, guess what? I'm just going to move in too. That way nothing will happen.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
We have a little situation here in the studio that's about to get a little hairy. No, Anthony, guys do not have it worse than women when it comes to shaving.
Why do you say that?
Because you're trying to compare you shaving your chest hair to us shaving our legs.
First off, it was a trim. It's not like baby skin right now. Still a little bit of hair on it.
You're not a seal.
The other night I was like, man, we're starting to get a little overgrown here. And I had, you know, chest hair down to my belly, and I've got the electric razor, and it's trying to power through. Poor thing.
Almost little engine that could.
Died on me. But then I'm like, okay, well, that's good. And if I were to do like the full thing, like you do like the upper arms, you got like the back, there's so much. And I feel like, girls, you just have the legs, right? That's it.
Well, no, we shave other places too.
Don't get into detail.
I was going to leave it with the legs. Yeah. But okay, how often do you shave your chest?
I do a trim maybe, I feel like maybe a couple months.
Okay, ladies aren't going once a month shaving their legs.
But if I had a better body in physique, I'd be trimming it a lot more because I'd be walking around without a shirt a lot.
Well, and you can almost embrace your hairiness. I can't walk around looking like Sasquatch.
You can in the wintertime. You can just tell me it's so you can stay warm.
They're my wool leggings.
That's another thing. Sometimes my legs just get like crazy, like a brush fire could start because there's so much hair and it's so crazy. I'd have to trim those too.
Do you shave?
No, you got to stop using the word shave because nothing is being shaved.
Okay, you trim your leg hair?
Sometimes.
How do you trim your leg? Now I'm intrigued.
You just run over it with the buzzer. And it's just a, you know, you do a nice little number two clip.
You go through it and just take a little off the top. Going to supercut.
The whole thing, yeah.
Go ahead, have a seat, Anthony, and you prop your leg up on the seat.
They look nice and shiny, yeah.
Do they put product in it afterwards?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.